through three things and we're going to get out of here. First of all, Jesus personally promised it. I want you to put up that John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3. Everybody ought to know it by heart, but I want to put it on the marquee. John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3. Look what he says in those verses. John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3. Praise God. I didn't say that. I said John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I shall come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there ye may be also. He promised us that he was going off to prepare a place for us. Praise God. He promised. That's a personal promise. And if he was going to prepare a place for us, he said that he was going to come again and receive us unto himself. So that where he is, we'll be there. How many of y'all want to go where Jesus is? Amen. He personally promised that. But not only did he personally promise it, man, the angels divinely announced it. Look what the angel said in Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Y'all know the story. Y'all know the story. He said, which he said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Praise God. He asked them that question. He said, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, praise God, shall come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. See, it was the angels, praise God, divinely promised it also. Yes. They just took the word. He promised it. These angels announced it. Praise God. He's coming back. The same one, not another one. Amen. The same Jesus that you see that stepped on that cloud and went up to heaven, sitting at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for you and I, that same Jesus is going to come back. Praise God. Not only that, if that didn't make you shout, I don't know what will. Amen. That same Jesus that walked around this earth, praise God, for 33 and a half years, went to a grave and then got up and walked around the earth for another 40 days. Praise God, took his elevator and went on to heaven. Praise God, the angels say this same Jesus is coming back. Praise God, that's enough to make anybody shout. That's hope. That's hope. And finally, we see that Paul victoriously described it, praise God, in a verse of scripture that everybody know. I'm talking about 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. He said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Praise God. And then we that are remaining, I'm talking about the remaining believers, praise God, he's going to touch those who have already died, and they're going to get up first. And then those of us who are still alive, and praise God, we are going to be caught up, amen, in the air, to meet him in the air. Praise God. And that's not just what we're going to stop it, praise God, because there's a scripture that says that we are going to come, praise God, and we're going to judge, praise God, angels. Hallelujah. He's saying that he's going to take us. We're going to come up. We're going to be taken out of here. In other words, praise God, if he comes today, right now, amen. You know that? It doesn't make me envious of nobody, but you know what that does? That means that my mom and daddy are going to see Jesus before I do. If he were to come right now, praise God, but it won't be that long, praise God, because it's going to be in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. Those that are dead in Christ, they'll get up, and then we that are still alive, we will be caught up. I got to tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. That is hope. Yeah.
And that hope is only in Jesus Christ. Praise God. As a song that that we sing, I'm going to go ahead and sing it. I don't even know what, I'm not going to sing it. Praise God, because I don't have a voice this morning. But praise God, that was a song that's a lady, Edward Mote. Y'all know the name, Edward Mote, the song that he said, I don't even know what page it is in the hymn. But he says that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood is righteousness. I dare not trust in fetish frame, but wholly do I lean on Jesus' name. That's verse 1. I like verse 2 also. Verse 2 says, when darkness veils its lowly, lovely face, praise God, I rest in his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, praise God, my anchor holds within the veil. I skip verse 3 because I love verse 4. Verse 4 says, when he shall come with the trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Praise God, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. And then when you go on to the chorus, it says, for Christ, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. I'm here to tell you today, there is hope in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ only. Don't put your hope in your health, praise God, because health can fail you. Praise God, you could be standing today and you could be a down tomorrow. Don't put your hope in your money, praise God, because that money can be funny. Praise God, it could be just like a bucket. You're walking, the bucket got a hole in you, looking, trying to wonder, where in the world did all my riches go? Praise God, don't put your hope in that. Put your hope in Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith. Praise God. Why is that hope in him? Because he went to a cross over 2,000 years ago. Praise God, suffered, bled, and died. Not only did he suffer, bled, and he died, they put him in a grave where he stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. Praise God, but the Bible tells me early one Sunday morning, praise God, he got up and declared that I got all power in my hand. You know why I like that? Because he got up. Guess what? I know one day I'm going to lay this old body down. I'm going to lay this body down. But praise God, at the trump of God, I'm going to get up just like he got up. Praise God. That's hope. Amen. I don't know if I got any secular humanists in here today, but I got to tell you, I hate to bust your bubble, lift you up. Praise God, there is life after death. Praise God. And I got to tell you, I got to do this illustration. I love doing the illustration. Praise God. If my salvation depended upon me, if your salvation depended upon what you did, guess what? That would not have been a need for Jesus Christ. That would not have been a need for God to send his son to this earth and to die. See, what the secular humanist is saying, in essence, is that God made a mistake. He shouldn't have sent his son down here to die. Praise God, if we can take care of it ourselves. Amen. I'm glad that he came and sent his son, because I can't take care of it myself, y'all. Praise God. There are some times, I'm like Paul, there are some times when I want to do right. Hallelujah. Wrong is right there at hand. Praise God. And then sometimes I can't help but to go in the wrong direction. And it's not because I got something that's pushing me, because I know greater is he that is in me than he that's in this world. But there is a natural man that continues to pull on us. Oh, Lord. There might be somebody here today. There might be somebody here today you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, we're going to give you an opportunity to come and just give your life to Christ. He's our only hope. He's our only hope. Don't put your hope in the things of this world. Heaven and earth shall pass away. It's going to pass. Can I remind you that? It's going to pass away. Always go back to the time when I was a young boy. I used to run all day long. Let's get on the basketball court. And I would dare somebody to try to tie me down. Tie me out. Coach always put me on the best player on the other team because he knew I had the stamina. And I can guard him. And I used to could jump all the way up to that, almost to the backboard. Amen. But guess what? I used to do fast breaks and I beat everybody down the court. If I even think about a fast break, stuff start hurting. What is telling me? I am getting closer to my destiny with death. Every time I look in the mirror, every time I look in the mirror, I'm still trying to knock that sand out of my head, and I'm realizing that it's not sand. It's another strand. Brand new, and he will take care of you. Is there anybody else? Why don't you come to Jesus while you have time. Amen. Let the church say amen. Praise God.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We were talking about how we're not to despise one another. We were in 1 Thessalonians 4:4, and Paul is talking, and he says that every one of you should know how to possess your vessel in sanctification and honor. And one of the things he told us that we shouldn't be doing, in verse 6, he says, we have to learn how to not defraud one another. That means we have to learn how to not deceive one another and how to try to trick one another, because we know that these things are not of God. You know, we must know how God called us. He called us to be